Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? Who wrote this? Who wrote this and why? You wrote that back there? Okay, let's find out why they wrote it. It's an interesting philosophical question, I guess. Is it philosophy? Is this like a philosophical thing? Philosophical? Come on down. Yeah, sure, come on down here if you would. Rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Well, there's really no philosophy, but it's important. It's an important like question to ask, just because do you go for numbers or do you go for size? A horse-sized duck, that's a terrifying creature.
What?
A horse-sized duck is a terrifying creature, but 100 little tiny horses?
And your name is?
Maggie.
Maggie, ladies and gentlemen. Just goes by the one name. Make the most of that, if you will. Numbers or size is always a problem. Do you get nervous before the show? No, I actually, usually I get nervous afterwards when I think of what I've done. It's a funny thing with me. Will sexting ruin your radio career? What have you heard? I really got nothing I want to show off, to tell you the truth. So let's see now. No, you don't do that one. Okay. Shawamagon. Pretty close? Okay. Huh? Did it wrong? Shawamagon. Okay, thank you. Okay. It's like Terry Anderson? Ironwood? Registered nurse? YY chicken thigh? Some very enigmatic. Yes. Now you can explain that, can't you? A little? Okay. Is it anything like the ducks and the horses and the numbers and the size? No?
It's tear two, actually. We just had friends, and when their son was little, he would say, why chicken thigh, when his mother asked him why he did something.
Smart kid.
No more dramatic than that.
No, but he's a smart kid. I like his style. Thank you very much for clearing that up. At least we cleared one thing up here. What is the largest herb? I know Herb Brodsky. He's not that big, but Will Valentine is a produce clerk, and are you largest herb, I guess it would be, right? You know the name, the answer to that?
Banana.
Thank you very much. Short and sweet. That's Will Valentine, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know it was an herb. Okay. When you're on the hook, what are mast lights mistaken for?
What?
What does that even mean? When you're on the hook, what are mast lights mistaken for? Carol Kester from Ironwood. Are you on the hook right now? Yes. What? Planets. Or banana. Take your choice. Okay. Thank you very much. I don't know what that means. What is a junk monk? Genevieve from Bayfield asked. And where is Genevieve? And can you tell us what that is? You have to shout it out because I can't get you too easily. What is a junk monk? Oh, that thing on the stage. I thought that was Jeff Hammond all this time. That's actually a sculpture, a junk monk. That's very imposing. Birthday, I don't know. Back to Larry. Okay, let's put those there for just a second. I got more here. Got more in this pocket. I did. I'm sorry about that. I'll pick them up, I promise, before I go. Can I ask your name? Oh, okay, all right. You only talk to my back, huh? Okay. Now, tell me your name now. Should I drop these and you'll say something? No? Okay, I'm not trying to bother you. I'm sorry. What are you bringing to the Bayfield Harvest Trail Barbecue at Blue Vista Farm at 4 p.m. today? Kayleen. Who are you bringing? I said, what are you? Oh, who am I bringing? And are you involved in that?
I am, yes.
Tell us all about it so people can come.
At 4 p.m. today, there is the Bayfield Shores Harvest Trail Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
We have an award-winning grillmaster. Fresh barbecue, local meat, local produce, local farmers. There will be a farmer's market there. All proceeds go to the Bay Area Rural Food Producers Cooperative.
I'm going to bring a local farmer. Oh, we got to go already? Holy cow, time is a-flying. I have so many more cards. I'll get those later, I promise you. I will not. Let's see the hands of those of you who didn't get a chance last time, who may never get a chance if you don't get one right now. Put those hands up in the air if it's the what do you know quiz you're thinking about. And in dog beers, I've only had one. How can you pass up a guy like this? How are you?
Kurt Nesgood.
And what?
What?
What did you just say?
Kurt Nesgood.
Oh, that's how you are?
That's how I am. No, I'm fine.
Oh, good. Kurt, what do you do these days?
I'm a massage therapist.
A massage therapist. Okay, I got to... No, there's too much to work on here, and we don't have time enough. Kurt, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I'm bigger than you. I'm from Kenosha, and I know Marge Meyer.
That's my ex-wife, the one I was in a tornado with on Stockton Island on our anniversary. Well, come on, Kurt. I'm not gonna hold that against you. That wasn't your fault, any of it. Kurt's from Kenosha, and he's a massage therapist. So if any of you want to stick around a little bit here in the tent, we can get something going, I think. Get a few of those kinks worked out. I have kinks that have kinks. That's mine. Yeah. Kurt. Have a seat there, Kurt. All right. That was a long walk for no applause. Well, it's just a little encouragement. That's what we like to have here. So you're down. Are you still down in Kenosha? Or you
no,
just
I
up
live
here?
In Park Falls now.
Oh, you do? Okay. Can we get in there so we can hear you? Okay. And were you always a massage therapist? Or is there
no, I was a longshoreman before that.
So, there's a lot of application in longshore techniques.
Yeah, throwing rawhides and people around work real well.
Yeah, pretty much the same process?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to need them both.
And do you ever haul them up on ropes and things? Or?
Well,
and you give them the old heave-ho? Or?
Wrap people down with seat belts. And
yeah. Where were you trained in massage therapy?
Chicago School of Massage Therapy.
Okay, is that legitimate?
Yeah. As much as your show is.
Oh, thank you so much.
He does know your ex wife.
I don't know, he's bigger than me and funnier. That's really like something that I think he was being, unless you weren't being funny, in which case that was pretty mean, Kevin.
No.
I'm a little hurt. I
always enjoy this show every Saturday.
Oh, thank you very much. And how's Marge?
Fine. Yeah. Last I saw her, she's down there, we're up here.
So. Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while either.
My wife taught with her. She was a Kenosha Unified School teacher, too.
I taught in Kenosha for a while, too.
I realized that.
They said, maybe you should do something else for a living.
And you found a fine profession.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, you know. So, Kevin, you know, this work, someone out there plays along with you, and it's kind of a tag team thing. You work together. Okay, and then how does that work, then?
And people who want to play the quiz pick
Sarah
up their...
Nix?
Yes. The people who want to play pick up the phone and
what
dial 715. 779-3304, and then you ask them a qualifying question of your choice.
And that spells?
Nothing. Okay. Not literally.
Okay.
It doesn't
Not literally.
Advance.
Figuratively, it's 715.
779-3304.
That's the number to call. Here's a qualifying question in case you know this. Everybody makes a big deal about it, but the average snowfall in Bayfield in January is only what? Within about, a foot, would you say?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, within a foot. The average snowfall in Bayfield in January, that everyone makes such a big deal about it. Really, it's only how much in inches within a foot. So you should be able to nail that pretty good there. We got Luann in there from Freedom, Wisconsin. Hey, Luann.
Hello, Michael.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. Are you getting ready to do something fun today?
Oh, not too much. I have to pick up my sister at the airport today.
Oh, really? Where's she coming back from?
Florida.
Oh, that's sad. Coming back is sad, I guess. Luann, everyone makes a big deal about it, but the average snowfall in Bayfield up here in January is only what? Within a foot.
Within a foot.
Yeah. Everyone's very quiet about this. They don't like to admit any of this part. This is the part they never talk about. There is some
75.
Snowfall. You say what?
75.
75 feet? Goodbye, Luann. Go get your sister. Don't leave her waiting. You know how she is, and she has to wait. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They're bound to get this. Hey, Allison.
Hi.
What would you think the average snowfall in January is in Bayfield, Wisconsin, which is about as far north as you can go in Wisconsin and still be in Wisconsin and not wet?
And the margin of error is what?
You got a foot to work with.
If I've got a foot to work with, I'm going to guess it's kind of small. Maybe 5 feet.
See you, Allison.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, Shannon, Oklahoma City. Ever been up here, Shannon?
No, never have.
Okay, what do you think then? Average January snowfall?
I'll go 4 feet.
Still a little high. You people overestimate us, I think.
Well, I'm from the south. We don't get much snow here.
Yeah, I know. You don't have any idea what that would be. Okay, so, all right, thanks, though. Wade is in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Wade, you know this.
I'm thinking 2 feet.
2 feet's good enough. 18 inches is really the average, not much at all. You're within the realm of possibility, Wade. Thank you. Okay. It is one of those places where they put flagpoles on all the fire hydrants, you know. And I always thought that was... First when I came up here, I thought, boy, look, they got... What is that pole doing on the fire hydrant, you know, so they can find them, you know, ever again. Wade, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
He's your partner here, and he's looking at me. What?
Kurt.
You're Kurt?
Yes. Most
days. Didn't it used to be Kevin?
No.
Holy cow. Let me try that again. Kevin, this is Kurt.
Wade?
Kurt.
How you doing, Wade?
Okay. What line are you in, Wade?
Insurance.
Insurance?
Yes.
Want to sell me something real quick? Interest me in something?
Give you a little something, what?
Interest me in something. Tell me why I need something.
No, I don't sell it. I work for the company itself.
Oh, okay. So you don't have that routine down. Okay, Wade and Kurt, you are a team. You work together. Here are the various categories. Pick one of these.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Okay, Wade, what do you have?
Let's go science.
Science? Okay.
Yep.
Here it is. The average bat... Flapping frequency, is it 8.4 flaps per second, 20.6 FPS, or 33.3 FPS, like an LP? Bat flapping frequency.
What was the middle one, 22?
Yeah, that's pretty high, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think eight.
8.4 flaps per second.
Well, then 8.5, 4 or 5.
That would still be a lot. Going that?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right, 8.4 flaps per second. I thought everyone knew that.
That's one right and zero wrong.
They can vary it quite a bit, though. So, yeah, what's left there?
The categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Current events.
Sorry for calling you Kevin.
That's okay.
You kind of look like
I
Kevin.
Answer, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't get a stevedore mad. I don't care if he's retired. What? What'd you say?
Current events.
Current events.
Current events. Okay. I'm sorry.
Kevin.
For all his talk, has the UFO guy actually ever been abducted and examined? Alan Smith, you know, the UFO guy up here, he's always talking UFOs and saying he's got it on the back of his truck or on the side of his truck or something. For all his talk, has the UFO guy actually ever been abducted and, you know, given an exam?
The probe?
Yeah.
I got to go with no.
No?
No.
Yeah, no. No, yes. Okay. No is yes. Okay.
That's two right and zero wrong.
But he's open to it. What's left there?
We've got people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay, Wade?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything, I believe. They say she's cold, but in August, Lake Superior gets up to a balmy one of the following temperatures. In August, 52 degrees, 61 degrees, or 63 degrees. Balmy.
Balmy. 61.
61. He says 61, Wade.
It's a big lake.
It's a big lake.
That's fine.
61 degrees, exactly right. All right. Holy cow, wait a minute, they won. They won.
Kurt, you've won a stay-and-play package at the legendary Waters Resort and Casino on the shores of Lake Superior overlooking the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, including meals at Wee Kweong Dining and Spirits or the Minisan Cafe. Then step into a Kiwana lodge, or learn about swimming from Bayfield to Madeline Island with a year's subscription to Lake Superior Magazine, along with a host of fabulous items, and celebrate Bayfield where the water meets the soul with a fleece from the Bayfield Chamber of Commerce. Hmm. Wade, you can celebrate your quiz victory with a certificate from Bayfield Wine and Spirits, an independent wine shop selling selected wines, premium spirits, and cigars from around the world.
Do they have an outlet in Pittsburgh, Kansas?
I have no idea. Probably not. Maybe they can put it in the mail. Yeah. Then get close to the spirits of the dearly departed with a Ghosts and Legends of Bayfield walking tour from the Bayfield Heritage Tours, including an audio CD, which can be put in the mail, and see the light of day with coffee from beautiful Bayfield's Big Water Coffee Roasters, roasting selected coffees in small batches. Our beans, your coffee. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Kurt. Good to see you. Thanks for playing the quiz. Wade, hang out. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing. Thank you.